我们开始吧，这有点问题，刚才第一张来的，我就没有按照什么顺序。第一个问题上面问的是关于罪的传递，是先有受精卵，后加罪给他，还是先加罪给他，后有受精卵？也就是说，时间上是同时发生的呢？逻辑上还有没有先后呢？是先有人呢，还是先有这样的罪加给人？神第二接下来问题，神怎样将罪加给人？可能后面这个问题也有联系。普通人的灵魂是如何被造的？在什么时候？是与肉体同时产生的，还是在这之前就已经造好了？我刚才读的这个问题，大家都能够理解啊，就是关于人罪的传递，从亚当下来，在从生物学上说，是精卵受精的时候，先加给他罪，在这个发生之前，还是在发生之后？也就是换句话说，先有人还是先将罪加给人？神怎样将罪加给人？大家同不同意这个问题？好，不是，我读这个问题，大家能不能懂？
能
懂啊，那我就问他。Yeah, the first question is how sin is passed on. Biologically, what happened? Is that the semen and the human egg, the process of that taking place? After that, sin is imputed onto this particular individual. Or is there logical time-wise sequence? Or the next question related is how God imputed sin to man, the process, not the question itself, it's the process.
Yeah, very good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
Notice in chapter 6, section 3 of your confession.
能不能大家看一下第六章第三段的第三节的那一段的
I want us to see really clearly here the language of distinction in the confession.
我很想就是让大家仔细的看看第六章第三段这个。
这个
章。
Correct. Yes. The actual confession.
教义上面，教义上面，不是讲义哈，教义上。
教义上面的。
性命信条。
性命信条所用的。
Chapter 6, section 3.
第六章第三段。
And you will notice the confession makes this distinction. Why doesn't someone read section 3 for us and then we can speak about it?
能不能请哪一位把这个第三段第六章第三段给大家念一下，然后我们来讨论。
始祖既然是全人类的根源，这罪孽就归算给他们的后裔，并且罪所引起的死亡和败坏的人性，借着通常生育的方式传递给了后代所有的子孙。
So notice, for the confession, there are two different issues at hand.
所以你看那个教理上，论到了这有两个方面。
They clearly want to maintain number one that the guilt of sin is imputed.
第一点，他们所要明确教导的是，罪是归于，是归算。
And secondly, that death and the corrupt nature are conveyed through natural generation.
第二点就是罪与死亡是通过自然的过程，也就是物理的过程，生物的过程。
So how do your children get a sin nature?
那么我问问你们看，你们自己的孩子怎么会有罪性？哪里来的？
Why does every man born into the world start the process of death immediately?
为什么每一个出生在这个世界上的人，从出生的那一刻开始就已经进入死亡？
That part is conveyed through natural childbirth.
这一部分的传递是通过人的自然的生产，要说的人的出生过程，自然过程。
Now that is a process, but that is not the ground of why those things take place.
这个呢是一个过程，这是一个在自然界里面发生的过程，人出生就走向死亡。
The ground is the guilt that is imputed.
但是这个现象我们所看到的，我们所知道的，我们周围的人从生出来就走向死亡，这个事实，这个现象的原因是不是这个自然过程的本身，而是因为罪。
And there have been historically two different views of when and how that imputation takes place.
所以历史上一直就有这样的争议，罪和归算为罪，这个到底是有一个时间上顺序上的关系。
One view, which is probably the more popular view.
第一个比较流行的观点
is that the guilt is imputed by God.Immediately upon conception.
这个流行的观点说，就在那生物上卵子和精子结合的那一刻，神立即就把罪归算在这个精卵结合的那个上面。
So if you will, upon conception, the declaration is given immediately. You are guilty of Adam's sin.
所以从这个概念上说，那么。神已经向你宣告了，你从受精的一刻已经是罪人。
The second view is what is called the mediated view.
第二个观点就是通过中介的，算作为罪的这个观点。
And that would be that God allows just the very natural process of childbirth, to be the act.In which guilt is imputed. So when conception happens, just naturally imputation takes place at that moment.
所以他刚才他说的第二种的这个观点什么意思呢？就是生物上所发生的精卵结合的这个现象，这个过程，就是罪亚当的罪加在这个细胞上面的同一个现象。
But please note, this is the one area that just needs to be guarded against.
但是有一点我们注意，这个观点或者这件事情是很需要我们要花力气，或者说我们要注意来捍卫的。
Neither position is merely biological.
不管是前面一种，也是后面一种，都不单单是一个生物现象。
We are not saying, well, through childbirth all by itself.Sin is passed on, and the guilt of Adam's sin is imputed.
我们并不是说，就是因为人类繁衍的这个生物现象，亚当的罪就归算在所有的人身上。
Otherwise, it would not merely be Adam's sin that is granted to the children, but every forefather that preceded them, all of their sin should be passed and transmitted through that action as well.
假如不是这样的话，那么不单单是亚当的罪，连我们祖祖辈辈的罪都应该加在我们身上。如果自然出生这个现象是罪传递下来的方式，那么我们身上每一个人出生的时候，不单是亚当的罪，我们的祖祖辈辈的罪都传在我们身上。
We are imputed with one specific sin by one specific man.
我们归算在我们每一个人身上，只有一个人的罪。而且一个人的一项罪加在归算在我们身上。
And the only question is, by which method does God actually make that declaration, or how is that sin passed, how is that imputation passed on?
所以真正的问题就是，神是怎样归算的，是怎样宣告这个罪归算在人身上。
And the Bible doesn't give us great details on that particular issue. Most of it is reasoned from.How do we receive Christ's imputation and then reason back into the imputation of Adam?
所以我们圣经上没有很明确的解释。圣经上让我们能够看到明确的就是耶稣基督的义归算在我们身上，归算在信的人上。
But we do know, that everyone has been imputed with Adam's sin and also inherits naturally the corruption that flows from it.
但是我们同时也知道，圣经也教导我们，我们人都从 亚当犯的罪上面，就是亚当犯的罪归在我们身上，而且我们自己身上的肉身的犯罪罪就是都是从那个罪行出来。
So we just want to guard against this. Adam's sin is not conveyed, it is imputed, but Adam's corruption is conveyed, and that really is the distinction the confession wants to make.
所以他说，这个教义上想要，明确表达的有两个，一个是亚当的罪是归算为人的，另外一个就是人的罪行是。从人的本性可以说遗传下来，我能够回答也就仅此而已。下面一个问题是，普通人的灵魂是如何被造，在什么时候被造，是肉体产生的同时呢，还是之前就已经造好了？Man's soul. It's concerning every man's soul. When was the soul be created? Is it the same time as the flesh, or is it before the flesh?
This is a subject of some pretty heavy debate. It does seem that. Scripturally speaking, the most we can say is that at conception, man is endued with a reasonable soul.
这也是一个很大的问题啊，争议很多很多的问题。但是我们对我来说，从圣经上说，这是同时发生的。
The Bible does not seem to speak anywhere of a pre-existent soul that somehow dwells or exists apart from the body.
实际上我没有看到，除了在身体之外，在身体被造之前，灵魂就已经存在。
And in fact, there's only one space of history where the unnatural separation of body and soul will take place, and that is in the intermediate state when we are raised to be with the Lord waiting for the resurrection.
圣经里面告诉我们的唯一的人的灵魂和身体分离开来的那个时间的，就是我们身体死亡之后等候耶稣基督再来的那个时间。
And that period of history, in one sense, is out of place for the nature of humanity, and is a period that needs to be remedied.Through new creation and resurrection.
这一段时间是在我们所平时所表达的人性，人的我们所了解的人对人的认识之外的一个概念。
It is remedied through new creation, through resurrection, being joined with bodies.
这一段时间，人身体和灵魂的分离。唯一到了复活的时候，这个现象才会消失，或者说这种分离才不存在。
So if we begin to speak of the pre-existence of the soul, it is almost as if we begin to speak as if that is the proper domain of man, and the body is an added afterthought. But the Bible speaks of it in the opposite way, where man is created body and soul, and the only time that separation happens is an unnatural period of time.
所以说，假如说我们说在人出生之前灵魂已经存在的话，和圣经的教导是相悖。圣经说，人被造之后有了灵魂，而且人的身体和灵魂分离的时候，是因为不正常的犯罪所引起的死亡才会产生的事情，才产生的事实，就是人死本身是一个不正常的现象，不是神创造的。这才使得人的身体和灵魂分开，所以这种说法说在人的身体被造之前灵魂就在哪一个地方已经有了的话，不符合圣经。
没有，
对不起，我没听清楚。
他是问那灵魂。
如果这样说的话，那么这个灵魂应该在哪里？
没有，没有。
他说没有，他说人的身体被造之前没有灵魂。
神造你。
那你我不知道说的正不正确，你想想看，神造了耶和华以后，在他鼻孔里吹了气，那个气就是
亚当。
造
了亚当。
造了亚当之后，在他鼻
子
里。那个刚才我想确定一下，你问的这个问题是你想反驳提这个问题的人。还是你想反驳老师的解答？
我就问这个问题。
你是想反驳了提问题的人是不是？
对对。
实际上老师已经解答清楚了，你就不需要反驳了，好不好？因为他已经解答清楚了，这个提议就是说灵魂先存论是不合真理的，就清楚了，好吧？嗯，你如果真的有什么，那个可以私下交通，好吧？
我们会不理解，以为你在反驳老师。
好，我们接着读下面的问题。刚才我是自己也多说了一下，不讲。下面这个问题有三点。第一点呢，对于神来说，他所有的属性是指同一件事吗？这个问题的前面是说对神来说，比如说公义和慈爱，神的不同属性之间到底是关系是什么？第二点，在神的主权。他提的是宾克牧师的那本书上，预知是指爱和接纳的意思。我们所讨论的预知是到底是指什么意思？对于神来说，他的预定和预知有没有什么区别？请解释一下。请解释一下堕落前主义和堕落后主义。这个是不是三个问题我读出来的？
对，
是不是原来提问题的人的意思？
不是我提的。
不那我就读给他听了。我翻给他，我试着翻给他听了。是part of question. First to God, all his different attributes doesn't mean the same. For instance.Love and righteousness. Is there any particular explanation between these attributes? Secondly, Pink says, for knowledge means love and acceptance. When we are discussing what does this for knowledge mean? To God, he's foreordained.
I guess we'll start at the beginning. As far as God's attributes are concerned, there are definitely distinctions.Concerning his person. Go ahead, start there.
那我们从头开始，就是我们今天早上开始，从昨天开始，在定义神属性的时候，说或者说描述神属性的时候，这里面的确是有明显的差别，不同的。
But just like in a man who has certain caricature.
就像我们人身上有不同的特征、性格、脾气。
God is always functioning in the wholeness of who He is.
神永远是作为一个统一的，或者说独一的神、单一的神，他的行为都是出于他这一位神，所以中间没有分裂的。
And just like you don't say to yourself.I am a trustworthy person, therefore at this moment I will act according to my trustworthiness.
就像你自己不会对你自己说，我这个人是靠得住的，所以在这个一刻我是一个靠得住的人。
And yet, when people stand from the outside and witness a particular action, they can describe it as a particular characteristic.
然而对于周围的人，对于旁观者来说， 他们可以来描述，根据你的行为来描述你这个人的性格。
Every other part of your character was also feeding into that action that may not be being witnessed by the people who are describing it.
在你的行为，在观察到你的行为，在你的行为里面，虽然人是看到了你的行为，你身上所有的属性，你的性格特征，有些别人不知道的，也同样在这个行为里面。
You are trustworthy, because you are also honest. You are trustworthy because you are also kind and desire to do that which is worthy of trust. And so all that God does is fed by all of his attributes at once. And so they're mainly for us to describe his particular actions at a given moment.
所以说就刚才说的那个某个人你自己说我是一个可以靠得住的人，是因为对别人来说这个人靠得住，是因为这个人是一个诚实的人，这个人所做的事情是可以让人放心的，就是这个人的身上的这样的特征，他的德性是在他的行为中反映出来的。所以他说对于神来说，神的行为，神所做的事包括了他所有的属性在里面，但是我们来描述的时候，或者是圣经告诉我们的时候，在不同的地方，神是公义的，神是慈爱的，神是蛮有怜悯的。
Somehow all of those attributes are married and at one in God, though at times they appear to us to be contrary, things like his justice combined with his grace.
但是在我们的看来，这些属性有时候是矛盾的，不能够调和在一起，公义与慈爱。
Beyond that, I can't say a whole lot.
没有再多的解释。
It's very hard to answer any question that's trying to describe something from God's side, because he's always revealing it to us in ways that we can understand.
因为我们回到这个问题的最最前面的前提，对于神来说，我们不可能，我们不能够对于神来说，我们没有这个能力代表神来说。所以我们只能从神已经向我们启示的上面来说，他是公义的，他是慈爱的。
Concerning the question on foreknowledge, Pink is correct.
关于下面所说的这个预知，宾克牧师是对的。
That foreknowledge is not merely bare knowledge by God, but a foreknowing love of his people.
所以宾克牧师所说的预知是指爱和接纳的意思，也就是说预知这个词，这个概念不是一个中性的只是知道而已，而是表达了已经神已经有的爱在里面。
And it is that the Bible reverses foreknowledge and predestination, as far as which comes first on several occasions.
在圣经里面的确有好几处预知和预定有不同的顺序，有前后的顺序，圣经里面的确出现在不同的时候出现，那么就有不同的顺序。
So Paul can say, whom he foreknew, he also predestined.
所以保罗才这么能说，他预先知道的，他是算在预定的，预先知道的。
Which makes it seem as if predestination is based on God's foreloving of his people, which is true.
所以我们就得出这个结论，神因为预知了，所以他就预定了他的选民，其实这也是对的。
And yet in Acts 2:23, I believe is that we were looking at today, and Christ was handed over by the predetermined and foreknown knowledge of God.
但是我们刚才读的使徒行传第二章二十三节说的，耶稣基督被定是根据神的预定和他的预知和预见两个概念都提到。
Whereas Peter reverses the order in that speech from what Paul has said in Romans.
也就是说，彼得把这个两个 概念给颠倒了一个时间上的顺序，在我们看来。
We do know that God foreordains everything that comes to pass.
有一点我们是知道的，神预定了万事。
That foreordination is based on His own will.
这预定单单出于他自己的旨意。
And by that foreordination, He does love those whom He has chosen.
因着他的预定，他拣选了他所爱的那些。
And then the question becomes, well, what rises first, his desire to love them and therefore to predestine them, or his desire to foreordain them and then loves them based on that? The Bible seems to say that it is his chosen love that fuels his foreordination of them.
那么接下来的问题就是，是因为神先爱了这些人，然后预定他们呢？还是先预定了他们，然后就爱了他们？那在我从圣经上的那个认识来看，是神先爱了他们，然后预定了。
对。
And therefore, it is not. It's interesting. He loves us because he wants to.
很有意思的说，圣经说，因为神爱了我们，因为他想要爱我们，因为是出于他自己。
His predestination, is not based, is based on his own love for his people. It is not merely just a random grab bag.
所以说神的预定不是随机的抓一把这些人我预定，而是因为他已经爱了他们。
As long as we don't confuse that love having found any of its source in the creature, but it is love that finds its source in the creator that leads to foreordination.
这样的讨论有一点很重要的就是，我们知道，不管是在我们在讨论这个预定预知的顺序上，这个源头，这个原因，不是来自于我们被造，不是来自于人，那么就不会存在太大的问题。你说谁先爱了，再预定。说先预定再爱他，都不是因为出于我们人，都不是因为出于那些将来会信他的人，那么这个就不成功。
就 OK 了。所以其实每个人都是这
样。下一个。哦，还有王总。Could you please explain?
话筒没有声音。
我就先跟他解释一下，
就是刚才说的那个，请解释一下堕落前主义和堕落后主义，也就是神的预定是在人堕落之前就已经预定好人要堕落的，还是神的预定是在堕落之后才预定，是不是这个意思？
他就是堕落前拣选和堕落后拣选，
就是拣选是在堕落前还是堕落后，是不是这个意思啊？还是提问题的这位本身
学军自己解答。这样就是今天赵总讲的，您是讲的先预定堕落，然后再预定救恩，对吧？先占领圣
区，
先
前
科里面说，
后拣选说，
就是我不知道有没有听对。今天早上课里面想先预定堕落，再预定救恩，对吧？
对。
所以我想明白点，就说先预定救恩，可以这样去理解：先预定救恩，然后再预定堕落，或者再创造。这个次序到底怎么样？就因为这个话题的话是有争议的，因为这个预定的这个堕落前报告堕落后的话，都是上帝在永恒中的事情，他这样就是讨论，就是说在某个角度上是带有猜测性的，是有争议的。我想就是解释一下这两个不同的一个思维方式的解释一下。
好，我来给他那个试着翻译一下。其实我自己在想，这是不是因为我们人心里面有一个不公平的感觉出来？神为什么预定人为堕，是吧？这个根源，我想这个争议的根源，我常常听到。哈，你们竟敢说神预定人堕落，你好大胆，是不是？就是说不公平这个意思。
Again, this is a question that there is some bit of controversy on. But there is no controversy on this part, and this is what I was trying to say today. Whether you believe the decree for the fall comes first, or whether you believe the decree for predestination comes first, predestination is always ordained in light of the fallen state of man. So even if God has not foreordained the fall in order yet, he's predestining people unto salvation, assuming that a fall is coming, or knowing that a fall is coming. That will be the decree that is coming next. So there's a long history between what is called superlapsarianism and infralapsarianism. But even on both parties, those who believe that predestination comes first, even then, they believe that predestination is always decreed in light of the fact that man will be fallen. It is fallen men who are being predestined unto salvation.
It's always in light of the fall. Whether the fall has been decreed yet in a succession of steps, even if it's decree number 5, when he predestines and predestines in step number 1, it's in light of the fact that the fall is coming. It's always in light of man being undeserving.
不管你把这个顺序放在哪里，比方说神在预定，神在预定救恩上，神在预定人的堕落上，我们说有顺序，好吧？不管是你把它放在哪一个顺序上，神的预定里面，在神的这个原旨里面，都有这样的一个事实，就是人会堕落，就是人堕落这个事实
一定要会发生，对，
一定是包含在我们所说的第一，先发生这个好，也是先发生的那个好，都是基于一个事实，人会堕落。
It is always a predestining of what will be undeserving creatures.
而且，更进一步说，神所预定的，都是我们所我们这些被造之物所不配的。这是关键，就是神的预定，预定我们的就预定恩典是在前面还是在后面呢？都是最重要的一点，就是无论他在前在后，都是我们这些被造之物所不配。下面这个问题是也是有两点。第一条，罪的承袭到底是纯粹代表的归算呢，还是也有血统的传承？加尔文牧师对后者也表示同意，虽然基督与信徒没有血统关系，但是有圣灵的联系，这怎么来解释呢？第二部分的问题是，一些清教徒神学家定义的永恒救赎之约，我们怎么来认识圣典之约、恩典之约到底是神与谁立的？Twofold question. The interpretation of sin, is that just or purely a result of interpretation, or it also has the blood passed down, part of the blood passed down? John Calvin seems to agree the latter part, meaning the imputation also includes the blood relationship. Now, even though Christians is united with Christ without blood, because or only because of the Holy Spirit connect us or united us to Christ, how can we explain this? In other words, there is a saying that sin is not only imputed to us as a concept, it also has a blood relationship. But when consider believers to Christ, the only thing that connected these two is the Holy Spirit. Is that translated enough to understand? Or the second part?
Let me tell you what I'm understanding, if this is correct. That is imputation, merely a legal passing on of guilt, a declaration of guilt, or is it also, I guess the blood relationship part is what I'm understanding, the corruption from that guilt is passed on to the blood. And so they're saying, is there an equivalent to Jesus? Is there a
conundrum? Oh, they kind of know about this. And then Jesus
Righteous from Jesus.
The only comparability lies in legal terms or in the
I think I can kind of see where this question is going, though I may be answering a question that's not being asked, so we'll find out.
我是这样给大家翻译的，我跟他说这个问题看上去好像是这么说，就是我们刚才那个教育问答学习里面说，亚当的罪归算在我们身上，耶稣的义归算在我们身上，那么这两之间的比较，这两之间。这个两组的关系里面没有还包含血统，但是这种观点也有一种观点说，这里面也有血统的沉船，而且加尔文牧师也表示认同这样的观点。也就是说，在罪人，我们罪人的罪是不是就是因为单单亚当的罪归在我们身上？和我们的出生和我们的血统没有关系。他说他先来回答一下，他是不是正确的理解了这个问题？就是在罪人身上的罪是归算在他们身上，但同时在罪人的败坏又是和他的出生血统有关系。
嗯，是。
他说他是这么。
对，跟刚才那个问题是一个问题，
刚才已经解答过了，就是老师是不是刚刚的意思是，就是说是本质上就是它是归算，本质上归，但是这种罪的残的，就是说沿袭的方式是借着生殖，是这样一种是老师的最终的答案吗？刚刚我不知道是不是这么理解，是这样。
Can we say from the discussion during the recess that imputation of sin is the means? I mean, imputation of the sin is the fact, but passing down through genealogy or through blood is the means or the process.
I was trying to get at that in that former question. The declaration of guilt, which is what is happening in the imputation of Adam's sin, is that mankind is being declared guilty.
其实我刚才回答这个问题也是联系到前面的，就是刚才那个护牧师说的第一个问题，就是神宣告人有罪，是因为把亚当的罪归在人身上，这是一个法律上的宣告。
The process of that is not, again, defined clearly in Scripture, but we at least can say that God, either through the immediate action of declaring over the conceived child you're guilty, or by just mediated means of natural childbirth being the means by which imputation takes place.
也就是说，圣经在这一点上没有明确的教导这个具体的过程，宣告亚当的罪加在人身上，但是圣经没有给我们仔细的解释出来，到底是因为孩子出生的那一刻，或者受精的那一刻，就归算为罪呢？还是这个生物现象，这个心精卵细胞结合的那一刻，已经算作为罪了？这个圣经里面没有明确的解释。
The key is that the imputation is of the guilt and the guilt only, and that by some form of declaration. Either God personally and immediately declares it at every conception, or there is a sentence hanging over humanity so that every time a child is conceived, that sentence is passed on.
但是这里面的关键呢，就是罪加在人身上，是因为罪的原因。是因为罪这件亚当犯的罪这件事情的本身，无论我们说是什么时候发生的，是在人受精的那一刻神宣告的也好，是在神受精的那一刻已经在人身上的也好，不管这两个现象我们怎么来表达，都是因为归根结底的原因是因为那个罪，亚当的那个原罪。
It is from that declarationthat then the actual corruption flows.
正是因为那个宣告人的罪，那么我们的真正的罪行才从这边出来，就是人真正犯罪就是因为人是有罪的这个神的宣告。
And in the same way with Christ and his righteousness.
那么同样在耶稣基督身上，耶稣基督的义的这个概念上，这个教义上是相同的。
As we will see, Christ really is in the process of making us righteous.
我们后面会看到，就是成圣，耶稣基督的确是在一个我们生长在人的生命过程中，这是一个过程，成圣的过程。
But that is a process that is resultant after a declaration is made.
但是这个过程只是在宣告之后，称为义之后才发生的。
And in one sense does come through the same means as the Adamic sin. We're united to our parents through genealogy and blood, and therefore we sin like our parents. That corruption is passed on.
所以从一点上说，我们的确是从我们父母身上血统那里继承了他们的罪，他们的罪传给我们，这是一个。
And according to Ephesians chapters 1 and 5, we are united to the living Christ in the heavenlies by his spirit. We are united to his actual person. We are one body with him, and therefore we will begin to take on his likeness.
以弗所书第一章和第五节都说，我们和耶稣基督结合在一起，所以我们就有了他的意义。
So I don't know if that answers your question, but
其实我可能也翻译的不好，他说我不知道你们能不能听懂这一点。 Is that how ever 把以弗所书第一章和第五章一起学习。
It's either time or end
时间到了，对不起，他说那个时间到了，我们要换时间，六点半了已经。
对，
对不起啊，后面有的都没有来得及。不过我这儿有一段，有一章，这位弟兄写的那个 和美的诗的那个表达，我看这次给大家过来，从来不知道时间是如此的少，从来不知道语言是如此的重要，从来不知道清晰恩典是如此的深，从来不知道自己是如此的笨。感谢主啊，把你带到我们中间。
Shall we pray? Lord, we are humbled as we sit before you.
主啊，我们在你面前实在是要谦卑下来，我们被你谦卑下来。
主啊，
we know that even as we delve into these things, our knowledge of you is faint.
虽然我们对你的认识啊，不过是那么一点点。
And yet we thank you that even in the midst of the complex things, you have shown us so many clear things.
我们感谢你在这些不清楚的，在这些这么复杂的问题面前，你却清楚地向我们启示。
And Lord, we ask that you would grant us the faith to believe, Lord, in you.
主啊，这是求你，求你赐给我们信心，赐给我们信靠你的信心。
主啊，
that we would gain the comfort that is ours in being children of God.
好叫我们得到，好叫我们得到安慰，因为我们是你的儿女。
When we see, Lord, how big you are and how glorious you are, may it bring to us, Lord, a trust as we consider how small we are in light of your greatness.
主啊，当我们看到你的崇高伟大，你的无限，和你在我们这些渺小的人身上的慈爱，真是让我们来赞美你。
We agree with the psalmist. What is man that you are mindful of him, think about him?
主啊，我们真是愿意我们对诗篇上所宣告的，我们人算什么？你竟顾念他。我们都从心里面说出阿们。
And what is more, that you would join yourself to our humanity, and not just for your time on earth, but even for all eternity.
我们更感谢的是，你不但在历史的那一刻，把你自己和我们人联合在一起，我们更感谢你，那要来到的永恒。
And Lord, we pray.Lord, that this would give us much joy and the comfort that we have and the forgiveness of our sins.
主啊，我们祷告，让我们从我们罪被得赦免、罪被饶恕这点上，真正是得到安慰。
Amen. Lord, grant to your people here strength as they eat, joy as they fellowship with one another, and Lord, enough energy to go on this evening.
主啊，愿你在下面所吃的食物里面。把能力加添给我们，使我们有充足的精力进行晚上的学习讨论。
阿门。
Jesus name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。